and only KZST Santa Rosa.
Every night we open up the phone line so that you can call us. You can also write to us if it's hard to get through on the phones. You can write to us through our website, www.delilah.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Hi, Mary. How are you this evening?
Oh, fat and ugly.
You're what?
I'm feeling all fat and ugly.
First off, how old are you?
53.
That's not old, honey.
Feel
93
old.
Is old. 53 is not old.
Okay.
Now, are you 10 pounds overweight, 50 pounds overweight, 100 pounds overweight? How much overweight?
Probably 10.
10. I hate your guts.
Sorry.
You weigh much less than I do, girlfriend, and I feel pretty dang sexy. So you're feeling kind of lonely, kind of blue, going down memory lane.
Yeah.
Probably thinking of one or two very special people that were in your life that aren't anymore for one reason or another.
Yeah.
And just feeling like I'm not ever going to be loved again, and I'm not that gorgeous young girl I was at 20, and I've got this.
I'm not cute anymore.
No, you're not. But look what you've gained instead. You don't have the perfect skin that you did at 20. You maybe don't have the perfect figure and the perky, you know. But you have wisdom, and you have experience, and you have history, and you have friendships that I bet you have forged over the last 53 years that you wouldn't trade for anything.
This is true.
Maybe you need to make an appointment with your doctor and go see if there's a medical reason you're in this slump, and see if there's something that the doctor can do for you to help you get out of it and work on finding that beauty and that joy that you know is there.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Don't look at me. If you finish the dinner dishes, if you finish the work that you took home, if you finish checking the kids' homework, now it's time for you. Time for you to sit back and relax and breathe deep. Let the stress of the day just sort of wash away. I hear you. You're saying, right, Delilah, you have no clue what stress is. Oh, yes, I do. But I'm still going to be here with you to ease you into a peaceful state of mind. You're listening to Delilah. Sonoma County's one and only KZST.
New year, new me was going to be my 2024 shopping mantra until I realized how expensive that mantra was. Luckily, Kohl's is having their biggest clearance event of the season, and I saved up to 70% on so many great finds, like a warm fleece, cozy PJs, cute jeans, gorgeous dresses, and so much more. So don't wait. Hurry and get your new look for low prices in a limited time. Get to Kohl's. Select styles. Up to 70% offer ends January 21st. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. The Queen Sleep Number C2 smart bed is now only $990 for a limited time. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Start learning a new language today. Go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
KZST. Whoa. Hey. Whoa. I've been waiting on the sunset. Bills on my mindset. I can't deny it. Getting higher than my income. Income's breadcrumbs. I've been trying to survive. The glow that the sun gets right around sunset helps me realize this is just a journey. Drop your worries, you are gonna turn out fine. Oh, you turn out fine. Fine. Oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up. Oh, and you can let your head down. Hey, you gotta keep your head up. Oh, and you can let your head down. Hey, I know it's hard. Pockets, kicking these rocks, it's kinda hard to watch this life go by. I'm buying into skeptics, skeptics mess with the confidence in my eyes. I'm seeing all the angles, thoughts get tangled. I start to compromise my life and my purpose. Is it all worth it? Am I gonna turn out fine? Oh, you turn out fine. Fine, oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard, no, it's hard to remember sometimes. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. Only rainbows after rain, the sun will always come again, and it's a circle. Circling around again, it comes around again. I say only rainbows after rain. The sun will always come again, and it's a circle. Circling around again, it comes around. But you gotta keep your head up, oh,
Drinking and driving is a serious problem that threatens everyone on the road. About 112 million times a year, U.S. adults drink too much and get behind the wheel. The number of drinking and driving episodes has been decreasing, but the danger is still very real. Crashes involving alcohol-impaired drivers kill nearly 11,000 people each year. If you're drinking, designate a non-drinking driver before you start. Call a cab or get a ride home. Never let your friends drink and drive. Even if you don't drink and drive, always wear your seatbelt and encourage everyone else in the car to buckle up too. Seatbelts reduce the risk of serious injuries and death in a crash by 50%. Remember, driving drunk is never okay. Choose not to drink and drive and help others do the same. To learn more, visit www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
You've been at work all day staring at that computer screen, and the last thing on your mind is turning it on again right now. But before you go to sleep tonight, why don't you place a little note right next to your purse that says KZST.com. Just a little reminder. So tomorrow when you are at work, you can listen to KZST on your computer, broadcasting live on the internet 24 hours a day at KZST.com. And of Melissa, what can I do for you this evening?
I would like to tell you about my little guy.
What's his name?
His name is Jeremiah.
Jeremiah is how old?
He is 5 and a half.
And is he in kindergarten this year?
He is.
And what can I play for your little Jeremiah?
He has been my rock. He has had a lot of things that he's had to overcome. And he always knows when I need a hug or when I need, I love you, Mom. And I look at what he's had to go through and I figure, you know, my day's not so bad.
What has he had to go through that makes him be your hero?
He has a lot of developmental delays. He has had to struggle just to learn to talk. I didn't actually hear the words, I love you, Mom, until he was about 4 and a half years old.
So what is his diagnosis?
He was actually diagnosed with apraxia of speech. I know most people don't know a lot about it. But basically, if you think of a stroke patient, it's got a lot of similarities where basically he knows what he wants to say, he just can't say it. And we've had to go through a lot of speech therapy and a lot of occupational therapy just to get him to where he's at now. And it's not been the easiest road for him.
Is he in a regular classroom with other students or is he getting special education?
He is in a regular kindergarten classroom with accommodations.
Wow. And what song can I play for your hero?
I'm going to leave that up to you.
All right. I'll find a good one to just let him know how much Mama is proud of him and loves him to the very core of your being.
Thank you, Delilah.
Thank you. You have a great night.
You too.
What he does so well makes me want to.